Tonight, the alarming spread of the Delta variant across this country. The U.S. recording 100,000 cases in a single day. The first time in nearly 6 months. President Biden now signaling more COVID restrictions could be on the way. The U.S. daily case average now 5 times higher than it was just 1 month ago. CDC internal documents suggesting the Delta variant is more contagious than the common cold, smallpox, and Ebola. Florida now reporting its highest one-day case total since the start of the pandemic, as the state's governor opposes mask mandates. Louisiana seeing the nation's highest case rate. In New Orleans, officials reinstating the city's mask mandate. EMS overwhelmed by the number of calls to 911. In Austin, Texas, health officials running dangerously low on staffed ICU beds. But tonight, signs of progress in the race to vaccinate more Americans. Hours away from eviction, the federal moratorium set to expire at midnight tonight. Without congressional action, millions at risk of becoming homeless. The growing fears of a looming housing crisis as the Delta variant tears through the country. Suspense in Tokyo tonight. Simone Biles pulling out of 2 more gymnastics finals, but leaving the door open. Will we see her again in these games? The other American superstars dominating in the pool. The U.S. men's basketball team advancing after a rocky start. Kenneth Moten is in Tokyo. The flash flooding threat. 9 million people across 9 states under flash flood alerts. Life-threatening waves of water in Arizona. Massive mudslides in Colorado. And the extreme heat roasting parts of the Deep South. Also tonight, Afghan forces fighting for control as the Taliban gains ground and American troops come home. The new attacks on key cities in Afghanistan. Families rushing desperately to flee the country. The Titanic warning. Why researchers say time may be running out for the shipwreck. And the gift from the past, the high horsepower surprise from 3 loving stepdaughters.
From ABC News World Headquarters in New York, this is World News Tonight.
Good evening. Thanks for joining us on this Saturday. I'm Whit Johnson. We begin tonight with the alarming spread of the Delta variant. We're just learning late today that the U.S. hit 100,000 new cases in 24 hours for the first time since February. A CDC internal document calling the Delta variant as contagious as chickenpox and able to spread faster than the common cold. States with low vaccination rates hit the hardest. This hospital in Missouri in one of those hot zones. Hospitalizations nationwide jumping 101% in the past 2 weeks. The CDC is saying the outbreak in Provincetown, Massachusetts, where most of those infected were fully vaccinated, was key to their decision to reverse the recommendations on masks. More than 67% of those 12 and older have had at least one dose. 58% are fully vaccinated. And President Biden, when asked, saying in all probability, Americans should brace for more restrictions. ABC's Trevor Ault leads us off from New York.
Tonight, the Delta variant driving America's daily COVID case average 5 times higher than it was just a month ago. And President Biden with this warning for what's ahead.
Americans expect more guidelines coming up, more restrictions because of COVID.
In all probability.
With at least 47 states and territories reporting high or substantial community transmission, a startling internal CDC document obtained by ABC News suggests the Delta variant is more contagious than the common cold or flu, estimating the average infected person can possibly infect as many as 9 people.
This virus is very contagious, much more than the original variant. And this is a game changer for me, and it should be for everyone in our community.
In the past 2 weeks, hospitalizations across the country are up 101%. Health officials in Austin, Texas, warning there's only 9 staffed ICU beds still available to cover a population of 2.3 million people. Louisiana now reporting the highest infection rate in the country. In New Orleans, the mayor again requiring masks indoors for everyone, saying the city's EMS has become too busy to respond to 911 calls.
We have been here before. We've seen the movie over again. And what was once unpreventable, today it's preventable.
But from Nevada to Georgia, many are pushing back against mask requirements. Today, Florida reporting its highest single-day increase in cases since the start of the pandemic, but the governor is steadfast.
There will be no restrictions and no mandates in the state of Florida.
The CDC director is sticking by the decision to again recommend masks indoors for everyone in COVID hot zones, regardless of vaccination status, fully aware it wouldn't be popular.
This was not news that I expected the American people to welcome. This weighed heavily on me to have to do this.
The CDC revealing a pivotal discovery behind that recommendation was an outbreak in Provincetown, Massachusetts. More than 900 people infected, three-quarters of them fully vaccinated. The town now under a strict indoor mask mandate.
Masking mandates in the near term, I think, can be effective in addition to vaccination, but I think our path out of this in the long term is vaccination.
And there is positive momentum in the race to vaccinate, the White House noting four straight days of at least 700,000 doses. Some of America's unvaccinated now rethinking their decision from a hospital bed. 39-year-old Michael Freedy, a father of five, dying this week in Las Vegas after texting his fiance, "I should have gotten the damn vaccine."
A small fever, sick for a day, is better than having your loved ones have to bury you.
Heartbreaking what so many families are still going through. Trevor Ault is with us now from a hospital here in New York. And Trevor, with cases and hospitalizations rising, there's been increasing questions about the need for booster shots. Many health experts say right now they are not needed, but you're learning some booster trials are underway.
Oh, that's right. We had 150 sites across the country are giving a third dose of the Pfizer vaccine to select trial participants right now. This is the same process that was used to approve the original Pfizer vaccine for emergency authorization. And this booster is the same vaccine. It's just an additional third dose. Whit?
Something to watch in the coming months. Trevor, thanks. And be sure to watch this week. Tomorrow morning, Jonathan Karl goes one-on-one with Dr. Anthony Fauci about the divide over vaccine and mask mandates amid the surging Delta variant. Now to the looming housing crisis, potentially impacting millions. The federal ban on evictions expires in just hours. The House leaving for recess before Congress could extend the moratorium. Now Americans on the verge of losing their homes. Here's ABC's Alex Brochet.
Tonight, millions of Americans are facing possible eviction, with a federal moratorium set to expire at midnight. The House failed to pass an extension of the CDC's eviction freeze.
I see the tears in your eyes. This is personal for you.
Yes. Yes, it's personal for me. I lived in a car. I lived out of a car with two babies and my partner. I know what that's like.
Congresswoman Cori Bush camping out on the steps of the Capitol to make her point. But lawmakers now on a six-week recess. House Democrats are now hoping for a miracle in the Senate, which is still in session.
We are only hours away from a fully preventable housing crisis.
But time is running out.
This is my living room for the past 5 years.
In Rhode Island, Roxanne Schaefer is on disability and lost her restaurant job during the pandemic. If evicted, she doesn't know where she'll plug in the breathing machines she needs to sleep.
My landlord's been trying to evict me since January. I have no idea where I'll go, what I'll do.
And in North Carolina, a new landlord notified low-wage tenants they're no longer qualified to live here. Today is their last day.
They're basically pushing us out. Every day she's been coming and saying, "Have y'all got anywhere to go? I'm checking to see if you're going anywhere." Lady, give us time.
Congress has already set aside $47 billion to help tenants and landlords, but only $3 billion has been doled out. The backlog frustrating for people like Jessica in Illinois.
My application has been in, but it needs time to be processed. I'm still in risk of an eviction, which is the scary part.
So much at stake here. Let's get back to Alex Brochet on Capitol Hill. And Alex, Congresswoman Bush and others now calling on colleagues to come back to Washington and take action. But what, if anything, can be done at this late hour?
Wait, Democrats are rallying behind me here on the Hill to raise awareness. But the short answer is right now, with the House already gone, not much. The White House does support the CDC expanding this eviction moratorium, but says a recent Supreme Court decision has tied its hands. Wait.
Okay, Alex, thank you. We move to Tokyo now, and the big question of these Olympics, with Simone Biles dropping out of more events, will the world's greatest gymnast compete again in these games? Biles sharing, then deleting these videos here from training, landing hard on her back off the uneven bars. There you see it. She will not compete in that final or the vault, her specialty, still leaving the door open, though, for the floor exercise and balance beam. This as Americans win more golds in the pool and the men's basketball team advances. ABC's Kenneth Moten is in Tokyo.
Tonight, Simone Biles pulling out of two more gymnastics finals, the vault and uneven bars. The superstar posting, then deleting these practice videos from Tokyo on Instagram, falling hard on her back. Revealing she's still suffering from what gymnasts called the twisties. She wrote, literally cannot tell up from down. It's the craziest feeling ever, not having an inch of control over your body. Now, Michaela Skinner, who placed fourth in qualifying, moving into Biles' spot in the vault, tweeting, doing this for us, Simone Biles. In the pool, Americans Katie Ledecky and Caleb Dressel adding to their medal hauls.
Katie Ledecky will win her third straight Olympic gold in the women's 800 free.
And she may not be done yet.
I want to go to Paris, and I want to keep representing our country at this level.
Caleb Dressel is trying to get a second individual gold of these games, and he'll do it.
Dressel breaking his own world record in the 100-meter butterfly.
Took a world record to win the Olympic final.
But he and the rest of the inaugural mixed relay team failed to podium. Jamaica sweeping the women's 100-meter dash after gold medal favorite Sha'Carri Richardson was pulled from the games after a positive drug test. Elaine Thompson-Herah beating Florence Griffith-Joyner's 33-year-old Olympic record. COVID is making its mark on these games. Tokyo recording over 4,000 cases today, an increase of over 200% from last week. American pole vaulter Matt Ludwig had just 40 hours to get to Tokyo from the U.S. after his teammate Sam Kendricks tested positive for COVID earlier this week. Kendricks spoke to us from his hotel room where he's in quarantine.
I wanted to be there in the flesh, cheering them on every step of the way.
On the court, the U.S. men's basketball team advancing to the knockout stage of their tournament.
And KD is now the U.S. Olympic scoring leader. Surpassing Carmelo Anthony with that three.
Kevin Durant's 23 points make him now the leading scorer in U.S. men's Olympic basketball history.
Team USA making an impact. Let's bring in Kenneth Moten right there in Tokyo. And Kenneth, all eyes are on Simone Biles again tonight and her decision whether or not to compete. But she's not yet closing the door on other events.
No, she's not wet. Simone Biles can still compete on the floor exercise and balance beam in a couple of days, and she can decide up until the last minute. USA Gymnastics is praising Simone Biles for her courage and grace, saying she will continue to be evaluated. Wit?
So many people cheering her on. Kenneth, thank you. We turn now to the dangerous weather threats here at home. 9 million people across 9 states under flash flood alerts. These images here from Grand Falls, Arizona, after torrential rains, sending those massive amounts of water just cascading off the normally dry cliffs. Crews across the West clearing roads following damaging mudslides. This from Southern California. So let's get right to meteorologist Brittany Bell from our station WABC here in New York. And Brittany, where is the greatest threat happening tonight?
With that flash flood threat, that stretches from California all the way to Montana. This July in Tucson was the wettest month on record. Also, more of those storms will form Sunday, and that could spark additional mudslides. On top of that, some of that lightning from these storms could spark wildfires. That's why we have a red flag warning, and it is hot. A heat advisory in effect and an excessive heat warning. Actual high temperatures climbing into the triple digits. Some relief on the way in the south due to a cold front. Heat index temperatures dropping down into the 80s across the Mid-South on tomorrow. Whit?
All right, Brittany, thank you. It's good to have you tonight. Now to Afghanistan and the battle for control as American troops head home. The Taliban rapidly gaining ground. Half of the country's roughly 400 districts now in their hands. The U.S. is frantically processing thousands of visa requests from those who worked with American forces. Here's ABC's Julia McFarlane.
Tonight, the Taliban on the march, launching fresh attacks on 3 Afghan cities. Militants targeting key areas like Kandahar that could be devastating for the government to lose as American troops head home.
Have been deeply concerned by the events that have played out over the last 6 or 7 weeks.
Thousands of Afghans fleeing for their lives, many lining up for passports as security deteriorates. The U.S. evacuating the first Afghan interpreters and their families who've applied for special immigrant visas out of 20,000 in total. 2,500 Afghans are to be resettled in the U.S., a small number of whom arrived in Virginia this week. Our Martha Raddatz in Afghanistan last month, speaking to one interpreter who was side by side with U.S. Marines in Helmand province. He says his family's lives are on the line.
If they take over of the Kabul, directly they will come and they will behead us or they will kill us.
Tonight, the Afghan government is fighting to keep control, but the Taliban have been gaining momentum, capturing more than half of the country's roughly 400 districts. Witt.
Julia McFarlane, our thanks to you tonight. And in France, thousands turning out against the government's new health pass, some of the protests turning violent, police clashing with demonstrators in Paris. Starting August 9th, the pass will be needed to prove vaccination or a negative COVID test, mandated at most businesses. Cases and hospitalizations are surging now in France. There is much more ahead here on World News Tonight. This Saturday, the rapid spread of the Delta variant leading some major companies to put the brakes on their office reopening plans. Stay with us.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Have you ever wondered what you'd do with an extra hour in your day? Would you go for a run, take a nap, read a book, or maybe show up for a friend? We often find ourselves wishing for more time, but the real question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The key to squeezing that special thing into your schedule is knowing what's truly important to you and making it a priority. That's where therapy comes in. It's not just about dealing with problems, it's about finding what matters to you so you can do more of it. If you've tried therapy, you know how beneficial it can be. Therapy isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. It's a tool for learning positive coping skills, setting boundaries, and empowering yourself to be the best version of you. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, why not give BetterHelp a try? It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist. And the best part? You can switch therapists at any time at no additional charge. So whether it's finding that extra hour for yourself or embarking on a journey of self-discovery, therapy can be a game changer. Take the first step with BetterHelp and make your mental health a priority. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/tonight to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/tonight.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tonight, efforts to get employees back in the office facing new major challenges, the relentless spread of the Delta variant and rising case numbers, prompting companies large and small to pull back their plans. Deirdre Bolton reports.
Many large companies tonight putting the brakes on plans to get workers back to the office, delaying returns just this week due to the Delta variant.
All of employers are getting together, scratching their heads, trying to come up with the solution.
That solution, increasingly, is companies like Facebook, Google, and Disney, the parent company of ABC News, mandating the vaccine for employees returning to the office. Others requiring weekly testing for unvaccinated workers. MGM Resorts telling those workers that part of the cost of their on-site COVID test will come from their wallets, not the company's. Small businesses on slimmer margins feeling even more pressure.
I've got a large team to protect. I have a great number of people that visit. They all expect me to do everything that I would need to do to protect them.
But for some employees, vaccinated or not, home works better for them.
I don't have the long commute. I've replaced that commute with having more bonding time with my children. I've proven that I can be highly effective as a remote worker.
In a recent poll, just over half of adults say they are in favor of employers requiring employees to be vaccinated. Witt?
Deirdre, thank you. To the index tonight, a tragic update in the deadly shooting at a movie theater in Southern California. Police now saying a second victim died early this morning at the hospital, Anthony Barajas. Prosecutors say Joseph Jimenez shot him and Riley Goodrich in the head Monday after a showing of the Forever Purge. Goodrich died at the scene, investigators calling it a random attack. The wreckage of the Titanic at the bottom of the ocean is disappearing. That's according to researchers studying the shipwreck. They say what's left of the Ship of Dreams is rapidly deteriorating because of bacteria and salt. One researcher calls changes to the ship's bow, quote, distinct and noticeable. Finally tonight, America Strong. Three sisters surprising their stepdad with an unforgettable gift.
It's the gift from the past that's touched America's heart.
And we decided to give him something he gave up for us years ago.
Shared on TikTok with nearly 4 million views. But this 1966 yellow Mustang is more than a classic car. It was Daniel Ipok's baby. He bought it when he was 19.
Mustangs, I've always liked Mustangs.
Then he had to sell it when he got married 10 years ago to help support his new wife and her three daughters. Fast forward to this summer, his oldest stepdaughter, Jada, had an idea.
23 years old, taking on three kids, that's insane, and to give up something that means a lot. So me and my mom kind of schemed a little bit.
So they bought the car back, giving Daniel a letter that reads in part, "We see all the things you do for us, so we want to do the same for you."
Why is the title here?
Because it's yours.
The car?
Daniel, overwhelmed with emotion in this now viral moment. Later going outside to reunite with his old car, a gift of love and appreciation for a dad who was always there.
I've always wanted a family. I met my wife and she had three little girls. I'm very, very blessed. I've been very blessed in my life with these kids and my wife.
Yes, you are. And from one girl dad to another, you're making us all proud. Thanks for watching. I'm Whit Johnson in New York. I'll see you on GMA in the morning. Lindsay Davis right back here tomorrow night. Have a great night.